Hello and welcome to Press TV's ongoing coverage of the crisis in Gaza. The ongoing indiscriminate attacks by the Israelis continue. As of July 8th, they've been pounding the besieged Gaza Strip, an area that's been choked off from the rest of the world for almost 8 years. The death toll is now rising as 1,867 Palestinians have been killed so far. More than 9,500 others have been injured. According to reports, well over 400 of those killed have been children, and yet we are still waiting to see tangible international response from the international community with the United Nations at its helm to get the Israelis to stop the bloodshed. For the next half hour or so, we'll be focusing on the situation in Gaza, joined by our guest, Hisham Mahana, who's with us from Gaza, and also Ralph Shulman, our correspondent. Author of The Hidden History of Zionism, joining us from Berkeley. I'm not sure which of our guests are set to speak with us right now, but anyhow, let's take a look at some of the reactions with regards to the war on Gaza. The United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, UNICEF, has said that the destructive effects of the Israeli onslaught on the besieged Gaza Strip are almost indescribable. Mr. Shulman, welcome to the program. Let's start off with the level of scope and destruction that the Israelis have inflicted upon the Palestinians of Gaza. UNICEF has stepped up and finally said that this horror that the children are suffering as a result of the attacks are indescribable and irreparable. Tell us more.
There's no place to bury the bodies. Every single area of civilian habitation is under assault. The reigning terror of bombs and rockets that is inflicted upon the people of Gaza is continuous. It hits the schools, it hits the hospitals. I want to emphasize that despite the so-called 72-hour ceasefire, which is supposed to start Tuesday morning, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has declared that he is ruling out ending the Gaza war. He stated clearly that there will be no cessation of fire until the entire Gaza Strip has been rendered calm. And I think it's important to emphasize just exactly what is meant by this, because his close political ally, who is the deputy speaker of the Knesset, Israel's parliament, has published a plan for the total destruction of the Palestinian people of Gaza. It is a detailed plan which calls for the use of concentration camps and is a public incitement to genocide. There's no ambiguity about this. What is required now, he said, is we internalize the fact that this is our country exclusively, including Gaza. There are no two states, there are no two peoples, there's only one state for one people. And having internalized this, we need a strategic review and action that is based upon it. And he speaks of the following. The strategic enemy must be annihilated. Conquest of the entire Gaza Strip and annihilation of all fighting forces and their supporters. We will turn Gaza into Jaffa, an Israeli city with a minimum number of, quote, hostile civilians. He says the IDF will designate open areas on the Sinai border adjacent to the sea, in which the Gaza civilian population will be concentrated far from built-up areas, intent encampments which will be established until relevant emigration designations are determined. The supply of all electricity and water to the formerly populated areas will be disconnected. The populated areas will be shelled with maximum firepower. The entire civilian infrastructure, means of communication and logistics will be destroyed entirely down to their foundations. The IDF will divide the Gaza Strip laterally and crosswise, expanding the corridors, occupying commanding positions and exterminating any resistance. Israel will start searching for emigration destinations for the refugees from Gaza. He continues. Those who insist on staying will only be allowed to do so if they publicly sign a declaration of loyalty to Israel and receive a blue card. When the fighting will end, Israeli law will be extended to cover the entire Gaza Strip, and the people will be evicted. This is the fateful hour of decision. Now this, he says, I have no doubt that the entire Israeli people will stand in overwhelming support of this, like myself. With high regards, Moshe Feiglin, Deputy Speaker of the Knesset, an open document by the Deputy Speaker of the Knesset to the Prime Minister of Israel declaring that they intend to set up concentration camps and a plan of effective genocide against the population. This is not an idle comment. It is a systematic and serious plan spoken by the Deputy Speaker of the Knesset of the Israeli Parliament, and there has been no condemnation of this in the State of Israel, no official disassociation for this from the State of Israel. These are war criminals, and they should be arrested wherever they appear.
Shocking comments there, Mr. Shulman. Let's bring in our correspondent, Hisham Mahana. Hisham, tell us about the humanitarian crisis that's been unfolding. It's been a month of attacks, and Mr. Shulman just read an open document that the Israelis have plans to completely obliterate the Gaza Strip.
Humanitarian crisis in Gaza has reached very serious advanced levels as the entire infrastructure of the Gaza Strip, the entire infrastructure is either completely or partially damaged accordingly to the areas, in the different areas of the Gaza Strip. There is complete stopping of the power station till the moment. There is no power coverage in most of the areas of Gaza Strip. Hospitals in particular are still running on generators, and they are using tens of thousands of liters of fuel per day, which is a huge amount, and there's no enough amount of fuel coming into the Gaza Strip through the borders. Also, the water crisis is a total different issue. Most of the areas in Gaza Strip are not accessible to water. The water pipelines underground are damaged. The sewage system has completely been damaged, and it's also mixing with the water supplies underground, which means that people will receive sewage water into their homes, into their apartments, maybe in the hospitals too. Otherwise, there will be no clean water reaching the people in Gaza. Also, the sewage water has been transferred directly to the sea, Mediterranean Sea, without any kind of recycling, which is very, very dangerous and threatening the life of the beach of Gaza City. Also, the humanitarian crisis includes the shortage of medical supplies in the hospitals. Many casualties are still in serious medical conditions that need to be transferred out of the Gaza Strip. The humanitarian crisis includes also the difficult life of the people who are living in the shelters, who are suffering from very hard and sophisticated life conditions. They have no access to water, food, medicine. They have absolutely nothing. There is also a mass destruction in the telecommunication system in Gaza Strip. Some areas are still disconnected entirely from the rest of the city. There is no enough internet coverage. So this city is sent back to many, many decades ago. It's like the Stone Age here now in Gaza City. However, despite this fact, the life is getting back and back to the Gaza City. Blood is running again in the veins of the people of Gaza. As you can see, there's movement in car. We haven't witnessed this scene for more than a month now. The streets used to be completely empty. This all comes after the 72 humanitarian ceasefire, which the people are still cautious about it.
Let's cross over to Mr. Shonan, who's joining us from Berkeley. Mr. Shonan, I'm not sure if you were listening in on the comments made by our correspondent, Hisham Mahana. He said that basically the Gaza Strip has been returned back to the Stone Age as a result of the scope of the destruction to the telecommunications, the infrastructure, power and water supplies, so on and so forth. The alarming issue here is that the support that the United States is still giving to the Israelis, apart from sporadic condemnations, very low-level condemnations, specifically just regarding to the attacks made on the United Nations schools, condemnations have fallen short. There's been no strict appropriation of fault to the Israelis as a result of the death of so many children in Gaza. And that's exactly opposite to the tide that most of the world is creating. And that's the direction of condemnation against the Israelis. How do you explain this unparalleled and unwavering support that the Americans give the U.S. politicians are giving to the Israelis, and aren't they fearful for what this will do to their public image with regards to world opinion?
Well, I want to point to your attention and a very significant document and article that was published by Glenn Greenwald based upon disclosures by Edward Snowden that bear directly on the question you have posed. Cash, weapons, and surveillance, the United States is the key party to every Israeli attack, is the headline. The United States government has long lavished overwhelming aid on Israel, providing cash, weapons, and surveillance technology that play the crucial role in Israeli attacks on its neighbors. Top secret documents provided by NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden shed substantial light. Over the last decade, the NSA has significantly increased the surveillance assistance provided its Israeli counterpart. The relationship entails covert payments of huge sums of cash to Israeli operatives. Beyond surveillance programs, the American and British surveillance agencies rely on U.S.-supported Arab regimes, including the Jordanian monarchy and the Palestine Authority security forces, to provide vital spying regarding specific Palestinian targets. The new documents underscore the indispensable and direct involvement of the United States government and its key allies in all Israeli aggression against its neighbors.